There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
Ghost
Frickin'
Talkin'.
That's right, Ghost Frickin' Talkin', your paranormal podcast. Unlike you have listened to before.
Yeah, no.
You can find us wherever you download your podcast and here on YouTube. So if you want to see our shining faces,
yeah,
go and
boys.
Check us out on YouTube because one out of the three of us is really good looking.
That's me.
Nah.
Dude.
It's not me.
Martha. I look like Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's Martha. It's Martha, our human skull.
But you said out of the three of us.
Well, I don't know.
I'm in the newsroom. She's guys in the newsroom. Over there.
Yeah, we're talking about right here.
Yeah, man.
But
I'm not included in this.
I am your humble host. My name is Nick.
I'm Trent.
And I am Nessie.
Nessie is in the unofficial sponsored Spreadshop newsroom.
I am.
If you guys want, head to our Spreadshop shop. And order yourself some Ghost Frickin' Talkin' gear, just like what I got on here tonight and Nessie's got on as well.
Yep.
So go and order yourself some gear. You know, there's awesome stuff, even coffee cups and dog bandanas and stuff like that. Even masks. Everyone's got to wear a mask.
We do, unfortunately.
Yeah, so you can go out and get your GFT mask out there as well. All right, well, we are on our 31 days of Halloween.
We are.
And we are on day 9, 10, I think 10.
11, maybe.
10.
10. And we're chugging along here. We're what, 1/4?
Chugging along, pretty much.
Yeah, 1/3.
I mean, we're 4th.
Yeah, 1/3. Right? There's 31 days.
Well, yeah, 31 days.
So,
correct.
Yeah, so we're a little less than 1/3.
Correct.
So there we go. We're a little bit less than 1/3. Yes, we
nice.
Are mathematicians here.
Big brain plays.
Yeah.
For our 31 days of Halloween. And tonight, we're going to talk zombies.
Nice.
We have talked zombies before and on an older episode. I think it was one of our very first episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how to survive a zombie attack. Where would you go to survive during a zombie attack? My whole idea was to go in and get on a boat and
get out
in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, get like a cruise ship and just
just
cruise
float
around.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And then find an island and you're good.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if you couldn't get the boat, I go to Sam's Club.
So negative.
What?
So negative.
What do
you
mean?
Can't get the boat.
Let me pull out my money badge really quick.
You don't need the money.
At that point, you don't need money. You're just a pirate, man.
Yeah, you're a pirate. You commandeer.
Dude, I want the pirate hat and everything.
And then you go, I am the captain now. And then you commandeer that bitch. And then
I'm going to be the greatest pirate of all time.
Then you're Captain Ahab on the on the ocean.
On the high seas.
On the high seas. They call me Jack Spa. Captain Jack Spa. Oh, there's the dog barking.
Yeah.
So if you guys are playing our at-home drinking game, boom, start drinking. The dog wants in. All right, so zombies. Zombies are here. It says it's a fictional undead created through the reanimation of a corpse. Zombies are most commonly found in horror and fantasy genre works. The term comes from Haitian folklore, in which a zombie is a dead body reanimated through various methods, most commonly magic. Whenever I hear magic, I think of SpongeBob.
Magic.
Modern depictions of the reanimation of the dead do not necessarily involve magic, but often invoke science fictional methods, such as carriers and radiation, mental diseases, parasites, pathogens, science, you know, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, the start of the whole COVID thing,
it felt like a zombie apocalypse.
It felt like a zombie apocalypse. If you ever watch these like zombie movies, mm-hmm. like how it starts where, you know, all of a sudden people just start getting sick and stuff.
Right.
And then everything starts getting shut down.
Yeah, that is a bit scary just because it's like, you know, you see that stuff in movies. You know, I've always said like movies are conditioning people.
Yeah.
You know, for shit that's really going to happen one day.
Exactly.
Because they're hiding all this shit.
Well, where's my flying Falcor from Neverending Story? I would love, you know, watched that movie a billion times. I still never got my fucking flying dog.
Damn it. <That's>
No, because, yeah. Weren't there like a disease at one point, or was this like a joke that like happened on like deer? Make them basically zombies?
It was the
mad cow disease, but that was with cows that made them all like
crazy. Yeah, but there was something with deers too that made them all kind of rabid, where they would just kind of walk zombie-ish and just kind of freak out. They had to go out and eliminate a bunch of deer because they had it and trying to eliminate that sickness out of them.
Yeah, I think I've seen that with, like, on TV with those, you know, the Alaskan police that they're doing those shows with moose.
Oh.
Having, like, issues because they'd find, you know, people would call them in and they'd just be, like, standing on the side of the road being all weird and acting all
crazy. It's with the caretakers for, like, at the one places, the funeral homes and stuff like that. Mm. That's why they're there. Because the government already knows that they're zombies, so that's why they send them out.
Yeah, like, right.
Do your job.
I've never seen zombies at work, so.
Yeah, right? She works.
Or do you? Conspiracy theories, boys.
She's here too. That's why she's saying
nothing happened.
Yeah,
she was
quick to say it. You heard it here, folks.
Yeah, exactly. But there are also drugs going out right now. They're called bath salts, and they're making people basically into zombies.
Yeah, I've heard that.
The guy went all zombified and started eating the face off of a homeless guy in Florida.
Yeah, I've heard some messed up stories.
Where, you know, basically they said that this guy was basically a zombie. And he just was tearing into, like, eating this dude's fucking face off.
It's so messed up.
It's fucking crazy.
I mean, how, like, messed up do you have to be? You know what I mean? Like, to get that jacked up that you're gonna eat some random homeless dude's face off?
I don't know, but there was also another story where this woman ate the face off of her husband after they did bath salts as well. And
crazy.
Going back here closer to us, Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer tried to make zombies. Basically, what he did with these guys that he would get, he would drill holes in their head and pour, you know, like some kind of liquid or something into their skulls to try to make them into sex zombies.
It's so messed up.
Right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, yeah. Do you think we are in a society where this whole thing can happen? Where do you think there's some scientist out there right now that's like, I love zombie movies,
let's make zombies?
It's already made. I'm calling it. It's already made for it. I'm telling you, they have the idea, they have it, they could unleash it if they wanted to.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge fan of The Walking Dead, which is a huge zombie TV show. I haven't watched it the last, like, two or three seasons because it kind of jumped the shark for me a while ago.
Yeah.
But they started introducing into the storyline where people had this virus in their bodies the whole time. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it just started activating.
Because once you think about it, right, it's zombies are like a second chance, you know, like, you know how you could just regenerate, right? Like, mm-hmm. you could just become alive again. I believe some animals do that, I believe.
Where they die? Like,
where they die.
Are we talking about a phoenix?
Yeah.
Dude, a phoenix isn't real.
You don't know that.
We're talking like Harry Potter shit now, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't know that phoenixes are real. No. Hey, you think of a unicorn, but why would a giraffe be realistic and unicorn not be realistic?
Well, I do know that if, you know, worms, that if you cut a worm in half, you know, it'll regenerate, like,
right, or like with starfish or exactly. even like squid or but octopus. Like,
what makes you think that you can't do that? You know, like, you get, we're yeah. so complex that there's still some stuff that we don't even know that we could do.
Yeah, I don't know on that aspect of dying and coming back. But the thing is, when they come back, you know, they're
gonna be hungry.
Well, all right, so this is the thing behind zombies. They say zombies are hungry for brains.
No, they're just hungry for whatever, right?
Well, they say that they're hungry for brains.
That's the whole zombie thing. They want brains.
They want brains.
Yeah, but that's what Hollywood wants.
There's a really cool TV show that I really got hooked on, and it sucked that they kind of shit-canned it after only like 4 seasons. It was called iZombie. Basically, it was this not mortician. What is the like the county person when you die?
The coroner.
Mm-hmm. She's a coroner, but she's a zombie, and she would eat, like, people would get killed.
Bodies would come in.
You know, they were murdered or something.
Yeah.
And she had a cop friend. She would eat a piece of that person's brain so that she would get the memories of that person.
Oh, and then solve.
So she would go out and help solve the crimes and stuff. Awesome show. The fucking show kicked ass.
Add it to the list.
iZombie. So if you guys can check that out, go and watch that one. But yeah, you know, it's so many different things that, you know, eating the brains. You know, there's different kinds of zombies. Like, for the longest time, it was always the whole slow walking brains, you know. And it's not too scary because they're just walking. So slow, all you have to do is walk at a, you know, brisk pace.
Right, sprint a little or,
you know. And then, dude, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, Hollywood's like, we need to ramp up. We need to speed them up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're fucking running and shit like that. And I think it was like... 26 days later or 36 days later or something like that.
28 days later.
Mm-hmm. That's the first time I remember seeing running zombies.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck, this is a game changer.
Yeah, right? For sure. Like, now they're scary. Yeah,
I have to change my plans.
Yeah, right. And then you just watched Zombieland 2 with me.
Oh, that was a good movie.
And they were introducing new zombie-ish things there. Where the Hawkins one, where, you know, it's a smart zombie.
Yeah.
The Homers, where they're just complete idiots.
The TI-82s.
Yeah, and then the Ninjas, where they just, you know, the last thing you hear is yourself screaming or something like that.
Right, yeah.
So it's like they're getting a whole combination of all of the whole genres because zombies actually became huge in video games. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil, which, you know, became, you know, a whole movie franchise.
Yep.
And you have like House of the Dead and stuff like that. Basically, zombies are easy things to just go around and just fucking shoot, right? And I think it became big because it makes you feel better that you're shooting a zombie
instead of an actual person.
So zombies, you know, got the bad rap there. The one weird zombie movie that I came across was called Warm Bodies. Basically,
sounds like a softcore porn.
Exactly.
No, it was basically Twilight, but with a zombie. Where this guy ended up loving. He was a zombie, and ended up falling in love with this girl.
Was she a zombie?
No, she was a regular human.
Okay.
And by the end of the movie, The love between the two made him become a real human again.
Aww.
That's bullcrap. That's bullcrap. That is the most bullcrapest bullcrap I've ever heard.
Yeah, so if you guys want a real love story with zombies, go and check that one out.
It's bullcrap, bro.
That's funny.
But my number one zombie movie of all time.
Shaun of the Dead.
Has to be Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead, bro.
Definitely Shaun of the Dead is the best one. Have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
I have.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw
Gabby hasn't
came out.
Seen it, I don't think. I think I yelled at her.
But yeah, oh, yeah. I have seen it.
I watch it probably like 20 times a year as it is. So, you got the red on you.
You got some red on you.
Child locks.
That's yeah. She has child locks on her card. I'm like, let me out.
Yeah, he gets stuck in the back seat.
That's funny because I actually thought about that today. I was like, man, I need to get my lazy ass out there and get that screwdriver and like, you know, just switch that little lever over.
Yeah. Someone trends in the back seat. You know, we're not. Yeah. We're not.
Is that trapped in there? Like a cop car.
Ed.
All right. But yeah, you know, so zombies. For the longest time, zombies were just kind of like a secondary character, you know, third, you know, basically
not a big deal. Yeah.
But I think The Walking Dead, I want to say, made zombies huge again, like huge again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had the Romero movies, the Dawn and Day and
Dead, yeah.
You know, all the Dead movies. But I think, The Walking Dead kind of brought zombies to the forefront.
Yeah.
Even though in 1980s, was a popular zombie that I just recently found out.
You have Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was a zombie.
And that is one of Mr. Kevin Hinkle's stickers, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is what we call a segue.
And I made the segue. I was going to do it.
Check that out. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Etsy shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. He's got some awesome Halloween stickers, including zombie Michael Jackson from the Thriller
Nights.
So go out and get yourself some Kevin Hinkle stickers at Etsy shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. You guys, check them out right now.
I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive! Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
What's the problem? Come on, I'll take you home.
Get your limited edition Halloween sticker series at Etsy.com. Shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. 10 designs to choose from Jason, Freddy, Ghostface, Carrie, Thriller Michael Jackson, Frankenstein's Monster and the Bride of Frankenstein, Billy the Puppet, Pennywise the Clown, and Reagan from The Exorcist. All right, we are back, so go out and get yourself some awesome Mr. Hinkle Jaws stickers. All right, so do you want to readjust your thoughts? And do you still want to go to a Sam's Club or something like that during the zombie apocalypse? Or
why is Sam's Club? Remind me.
Oh, Sam's Club, because they have everything there.
What about Costco? Same
thing. That is true. That's very true. But at the time, I didn't know what a Costco was.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But honestly, I would change it to the boat thing. I get it now. I was a kid, and I thought Sam's Club, because it was a funny thing, and I could go there.
See, but here, you know, the whole boat thing is all good and everything,
but then, we live in the Midwest. Like
there was a spin-off series from The Walking Dead. It was Fear the Walking Dead.
Okay.
Which is another great. I actually like Fear the Walking Dead more than I do actually The Walking Dead.
Oh.
But the whole second season they were on a boat. And basically, yeah, the zombies weren't coming after him, but during a zombie apocalypse, the scariest thing to come across are other humans.
Right.
Because everyone's trying to one-up everyone, and, you know, basically there's no law. It's lawless society.
Right. Yeah.
So basically it was being pirated all the time. Yeah. You know? So they had they had this huge, you know, luxury, you know, boat. Mm-hmm. You know, they're tooling around. They could, you know, go wherever they want to. You know, they'd make stops off of different islands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is why you get a boat during a zombie apocalypse. And then at the end of that second season, I was like, that's why you don't get a boat during a zombie apocalypse. It's like, really, there's nowhere to outrun it. Because...
So they're even going to be on the islands then?
Well, here it is. If you go...
How do they get dropped off over there?
Exactly.
At the end of one of the Dead movies, they thought they got away with, you know, getting into an island. They got on a boat, escaped to an island. Mm-hmm. But the zombies would walk along the bottom of the ocean.
That's funny.
And end up, or just being washed up because a body will wash up on shore. Mm. And boom, you got zombies on shore. So, you know, it's like, God damn, you can't outrun the zombie. You know, they just always pop up. It's like fucking Jason, dude. You're just, you know, trying to escape it. And all of a sudden, you know, he's just walking along. And all of a sudden, fuck, boom. There's Jason, knife in your ass. So.
Knife in your ass.
Hoping
it's a knife.
So my name is Jathan. But that is our zombie episode, ladies and gentlemen. If you have ever had a zombie experience, or if you guys want to let us know what is your best survival technique to survive a zombie apocalypse, let us know at
ghostft@yahoo.com.
Where is that?
ghostft@yahoo.com.
That's right. ghostft@yahoo.com. Tell us how to survive a zombie apocalypse. Or if you guys have awesome or just lame, we'll even take lame at this point. If you have lame ghost stories, write to us there as well, and we will read them here on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I'm your host. My name is Nick.
I'm Trent.
I'm Nessie.
Make sure to subscribe here on YouTube.
And click that notification bell so you get notified when we push out a new video.
Also, check us out on Facebook and
Instagram.
All right. And check out our Etsy friend, Mr. Inkle Jaws. Get yourself some awesome Halloween stickers. And we have a merch link in the bottom in the description below. Get that hot merch.
Dude, that merch is hot, bro. Not going to lie. Yeah.
Hers is way hotter than mine. Thank you guys for tuning in, and make sure to download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right, guys.
Everyone has a story to tell.
Everyone does have a story to tell, and
stay spooky.